Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Welcome to the Everyman Show. Yes, New World Order Free, the Everyman Show. I suppose I'll talk like I'm from England tonight. No, I don't think I will. Have you seen the news? Have you looked? Well, I don't know what else to tell you, but they're saying that, the royal family, they're just not human. As a matter of fact, they could be a reptilian. You know, Jimmy Savile, I wouldn't want to besmirch the dead man, was the major prolificator of, a pedophile ring. The pedophile ring that, the royal family's heavily caught up in. Yeah, we know that the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia likes little blonde-haired girls with blue eyes. Yes, they do. And Dick Cheney says we've got to protect our friends. Everything I'm reading about the satanic nature of the New World Order, the Illuminati, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Black Nobility Committee of 300, on and on and on, Skull and Bones, you name it. Go to tryingday.net and take a look at the books that they write, the whistleblowers that talk about the drugs, the human trafficking, the untold story of inhumane acts on a global scale for the last century plus. I wouldn't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. I would tell you no lies. Right here on this show, I've talked to you about aspartame, corn fructose, chemtrails, vaccines, undeniable FDA, EPA, oligarch-driven atrocities across the globe. The UN, UNESCO, NATO. Oh, you think those blue hats are pretty, don't you? Is that why they wear the Nazi helmets? Because they're just peace-loving. Yes, they are. Well, today, I read a piece on Global Research Canada. Why America loses all its wars and has for the last 100 years. The banker-funded, undeniable facts. The truth is out. You see, they've used the power of the Oval Office. They've used Congress. They've used the people that you, let's put it this way. Your grandparents elected them. They believed in all the garbage, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Hearst papers, and all the rest of the trash that they were out there spewing on the street corners. Read all about it. Read all about it. Blah, 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 blah. Read all about it. Henry Kissinger calls our soldiers the beast that will do their bidding. Brzezinski wrote 5 books on how they were going to destroy the United States, use the United States, and take over the planet. We know who funded Hitler. On and on and on and on and on. Now, when you go to put up a post on Facebook, they just decide to take it down because we all know that Zuckerberg is Rockefeller's grandson. His real name is Jacob Greenberg, and he basically is a New World Order sheeple. I don't know what to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. You got the GMOs and the vaccines. They're giving Adderall to all the kids. One in every kid now has, autism? One in every 50, autism. The old folks have Alzheimer's. They're putting the veterans in the ground as quick as they can plant them. I don't know. I don't know what to say at 57 years old. I'm not sure what I have to look forward to, but I'm fighting it with all of my resources. Gaining knowledge as quick as I can get it. See, I was a bodybuilder back when I was a young man. I started when I was 16. I was pumping iron. I ate a lot of fruit, vegetables. To me, a broiled steak was better than any chocolate sundae you could put in front of me at any given moment of the day. Now my big thing is I like to eat onions and mushrooms every day. I get as much turmeric in me as I can handle. I chew garlic on a regular basis, and I like to nibble on ginger. I'm getting ready to look into the scientific realm of herbs. Dr. Group talks about this a lot. I recommend you go to Infowars.com and look at the products they have for sale. Get yourself some. Get yourself some Survival Shield. If you have thyroid problems, you cannot know what it is to sleep 8 hours in a deep REM sleep. Dreams, lucid dreams like you can't imagine. I recommend not looking at your smartphones, not being on the internet for as much as 2 hours before going to bed. If you can get away from the EMF, the ELF, the electronic low frequencies, the white light flicker rate hypnotics, that is without a doubt the internet. I recommend you do it. Get those things away from your children. Far, far away. Get them all the balls. Get them all the footballs. Get them all the whatever they can play with to keep them moving and busy. Make sure you're eating organic food. If it's in a wrapper, if it's in a box, my biggest problem right now is that I like black beans. I eat the Goya black beans. You know, the Chinese say black beans are good for your health and they're good luck. They make a black bean paste. I like wasabi. I eat a lot of cayenne pepper. I can't tell you what that's done for me. I like to cook things in olive oil. I wouldn't touch Crisco with a 10-foot pole. It is just short of Vaseline. Go look it up. If you think I'm telling you something that's not true here on the Everyman Show, go look it up. It's 30 minutes of in-your-face, fact-based opinion. You know, why are we surprised at what we're seeing in the Middle East right now? Didn't Glenn Beck tell us for 4 years? Isn't he still blazing across the internet trying to tell people what's going on? Well, they have the little fancy stories about, well, you know, they saved this kid, and, oh, the woman did this, and the fighting cancer, and the whole Rockefeller big pharma nightmare. And everywhere you look, it is a genuine, in-your-face assault on humanity and our senses, our common sense. Well, Italy just said basically that no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Vaccines cause autism. Every scientist in Europe, Japan, and everywhere else will not allow the corn, the soybeans, the sugar beets. Now they got potatoes. What else? You know, they have 1,000 plants that they've been mucking with on a DNA genetic level. Then the guy wins the Nobel Peace Prize because he has DNA and RNA interrupters. And they know how to turn them on and turn them off. We are cultivating humanity. We are definitely not as human as we used to be, according to Richard Allen Miller. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, John R. Hall, Paul Hellyer. How many more of these people, Dr. Blaylock, God bless Dr. Blaylock. How many more of these guys who gave up their careers, didn't take the payouts and the payoffs, are coming out screaming at the top of their 70-year-old lungs telling us, hey, look what they've done at a genetic level to everything. It is an assault, it is annihilation on humanity on a global scale. Because now we have a chance to form a new global order, a new world order on a global scale. Way to go, Henry. Way to go, Hank Paulson. Way to go, Geithner and Summers. Way to go, Bernanke. Way to go, Greenspan. Way to prop up the Fed. Way to wreck the dollar. The Nazis have been doing this for 100 years, folks. They've been coming after this country. They've been coming after your wealth. And now they're in your kids' guts. And you wouldn't want to talk, you wouldn't want to talk about this out loud if you're inside the Beltway. Why, they just might attack you. They might beat you down with their cane or their umbrella. We what do you mean the New World Order is bad? Well, you go read that Global Research item today, how America's lost its wars, how America loses its wars on purpose. It is a design plan. They leave nations in total and complete obliteration, moving in their construct, rebuilding it in their image the way they see fit. I served in the military, 3 years active, 3 years inactive, and I have yet to this day ever received my honorable discharge from the Navy. I talked earlier this week about when I got the yellow fever shot and I went into a coma for 7 hours. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I don't come on this show and give you a lot of blah, blah, faulty, raw crap. I'm not going to talk about the Oscars. I want to talk about the Grammys. I'm not going to tell you how great Taylor Swift is because her favorite number is 13. Oh, yeah. Like 13 is my... Oh, yes. Oh, Master Photo, the ring is so beautiful. Can I touch it? Please, Master Photo, may I please touch the ring? The Islamification of the United States of America, holding hands with the beheaders, the Barbary Coast maniacs, was Hitler's dream. Hitler so envied these people and their masterful, wicked, brutal, inhumane, undeniable satanic ritual. The beheadings, the mutilations, the way they do things. I read last week about the Chinese and their organ harvesting. You know, you go watch the movie The Hostel. Go watch that fantastic movie that gave you a glimpse on what the Nazis really did to live people. No anesthesia, they just cut their arms off. They tried to transplant their arms and every organ of the body. They were successful in many ways, unsuccessful in others, and they brought 1,600 of them to go live in South River, New Jersey. Nuremberg trials, my ass. Those were just guys that were on their deathbeds that had no clue they were even in a damn courtroom. Ivan the Terrible, we've got him. We've got him. Yeah, he lived in New York or wherever. He lived well, he did. You can't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. It's everywhere. If you want to go on the internet and take a look. Now, before it's news today, I was trying to read an article about how there is a satanic symbol hovering in the skies over Washington, D.C. as we speak. We know the chemtrails are real. We know the HARP system exists. We know that DARPA runs all these video games. MK Ultra, according to Roseanne Barr, is in fact indeed Hollywood. It is that ginormous idiot box that blathers in your face that produces crazy, crazy, crazy diversion. Like Brian Williams and Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow. Aren't they great? Let's watch some more of Rupert Murdoch's Fox News with all his street walker looking hookers. Aren't they just adorable to look at as they skew to you exactly what they want you? Guess who runs it all? Today I was reading some stories about Gary Webb. Wow, how that guy sacrificed his entire life to tell the American people how the CIA ran the drugs, ran the cocaine, the scientists who turned it into crack cocaine and put it on the streets. Aren't they just nifty-grifty? Aren't they just fantastic in running those arms into Nicaragua? You think that Reagan didn't know? You think that George Bush Sr. didn't know? You think that Bush and Cheney didn't know? Oh, they know. They love it. Stories I've read this week about, well, heroin happens to be George Bush Jr.'s drug of choice to unleash on humanity in the black ghettos so they can get the money to fund their terrorist global operations. You know, Osama bin Laden said many times, I had nothing to do with 9/11. He was only able to put those stories out for 90 days before his first in command shot him to death on December 13, 2001. And in the meantime, SEAL Team 6 is blown out of the sky. Luckily, I had, you know, I have been in a trajectory. Somehow, some way, I seem to come in contact with these guys. I seem to come in contact with soldiers who tell me about the nanovaccines. They lose their minds. They said they are not even, they don't know, their wives don't even know who they are anymore. I've talked to guys who literally start drinking at 8 a.m. and they don't stop until they pass out at 9 p.m. to escape the facts. Whose fault is it? Congress? I don't think so. Is it the fault of the average everyday person that dares not look at the truth? Maybe you don't like listening to Alex Jones. Maybe Michael Savage is, Savage is what he is. He's savage. He gets on my nerves in his high horse and his blah, blah. But he's entertaining for 10 minutes. Sometimes he hits it on the mark. Barack Obama tells us just because we have the biggest hammer doesn't mean we always have to use it. Well, they've been using it for 100 years. Well, after all, Teddy Roosevelt brought us into the first foreign conflict. I often wonder how FDR got polio. They have weaponized polio, syphilis, gonorrhea, and they've been doing this for 200 years. Do not believe that the British are just a bunch of, well, just good old blokes sitting around the pub, drinking a few beers, bitching and moaning about the Queen and their taxes. God forbid that the ants ever figure out that there's only a few of us and millions of them, because if they ever do, our way of life is over. Over. Forever. If I could hold my grandson and protect him from the evils of mankind, if I could take him to a faraway planet, I would do that. But there is nowhere to go. They know this. The globe is only so 24,000 miles in circumference. It is a little bird, a little ball floating around in the atmosphere. And they know that they can seize it. They know they can take all the gold, all the silver, manifest all the weapons, and EMF and ELF us to death. Hit us with an EMP, cause a tsunami, drown an entire nation in filth. The sea will rise up and wash us all away as... Oh, man. Carlin once said, the earth could flick us off like fleas if she wanted to. George Carlin was no idiot. Rest in peace, George. You and Sam Kennison both, I know you're up there in heaven having a good old time looking down saying, I told him so. While we build big houses for all our stuff, my electric bill is gone up 300% since I bought this house 10 years ago. 300% for all the investors who are so loving their little cognac in their rooms of mahogany. I am a simple, pathetic idiot. I know nothing compared to what there is to know in the universe. But I know that I have some Time Life magazines from 50 years ago. And you know what's really funny and amazing? The same exact garbage we're looking at in the news today is the same exact garbage that was on the cover of Life magazine 50 freaking years ago. The same Arab issues, the same going to Mars. I've got one with a big picture of Mars on the cover that says, this is Earth's new home. Or something like, is this the new home for humans or some crap like that? It's not in front of me. I don't know. Who cares? It's tucked away in a drawer somewhere because I can't stand looking at it. with their big pictures of Lucky Strikes, and 4 out of 5 doctors prefer Lucky Strikes because it's good for you. Breathe deep, refreshing. Oh, it's wonderful. Put my father in the grave, 53 years old, dropped dead on the way to work, working for the Washington Post at 55 miles an hour. Have no idea how he stopped that car in front of that phone booth. How ironic. In the news, they got this, got a new teacher out there, and she's been having sex with one of her students for 4 years, and they busted her. She probably texted her boobies, and he texted her back a big picture of his erect penis, and I'm sure they were giggling all the way to the goofball house. What a shame. What a damn shame. I would think that 50 years ago that would just be considered normal, because it's been going on forever. Forever there's been a 40-year-old woman that just wanted to break the cherry of a little boy, 14 years old. Now he has testicles. Ooh, he must have his sperm load must be sky high, and I'll bet you he can pleasure me for hours, only to find out that that's not the case. I actually had a stepmother, as I've said before, that couldn't keep her hands off of me. And I told my father this, and that, too, killed him 10 months later. I'm sure it drove him mad because I refused to speak to him until he acknowledged the facts. I refuse to speak to my sisters to this day because they refuse to acknowledge the facts of the mental illness that resided in our home. While they smoke their cigarettes and suck down their Pepsi, I've told you before that Pepsi is the biggest buyer of human embryos for research on the globe. Yeah, isn't that just wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy and inside? Yeah, that's just great. Yeah. Well, those million-dollar homes that line the shores of this country, you can bet your ass that those people invested and work for these corporations, and they were paid well. All Satan's children dancing in a circle around the ring of fire that is now the New World Order. I often sit sometimes in the still quiet of this shack I'm living in to the only heater that I can afford to plug in, petting my dog's head, the last of many that I raised, and, well, that's over too. I have nothing more to look forward to than to broadcast, than to chirpwire.com, by the way. I will be trying to get that online. If I can get the investments, I'm going to do it. We will encrypt. We will hide from the NSA. We will make sure they don't turn us off. They can't hack our system. They hack Sony, they hack Target, they hack everything. It is a crock of crap if you believe for one second that those trolls do not control the internet that you're living in. The little box. When I get done with this broadcast, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to unplug it, pull the battery, and throw it on the counter and have naught to do with it again. Until I want to plug it in and look at it. Get it away from me. That's my motto. Stay away from it. Disconnect from it. Unplug from it. Get it out of your system. It is an MK Ultra mind control device. Know what I'm saying to be true. Know what I'm saying to be true here on the Everyman Show. Do you eat flax? Did you know that flaxseed is loaded with omega-3s, far, far more powerful than any fish you might eat? Are you getting your magnesium every day, your vitamin B3? Now, you know something that's really powerful, and I've kind of neglected it for about a week now, is my brewer's yeast. Power-packed, undeniable, in your gut, gut flora building, B vitamins, pa-boom. Pa-boom. That, and you want to get the fluoride away from you, far, far away, 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 away. Fluoride, ladies and gentlemen, is what the Nazis used in Auschwitz and all those death camps in Germany to keep those people from being hungry cutting down their ghrelin, making sure. And look at them. Look at the pictures. And Iran says it didn't happen. It's all a fake and a fraud. It didn't happen. And, of course, we know George Soros turned in his family, and he gave the Nazis as many Jews as he could to keep them alive while he destroys economies all over the planet 70 years later. He was just a young fellow, 12 years old, trying to survive, but, oh, it's not his fault. Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing. Look at the man. Take a good look at evil times 10, and then take a look at Al Gore. You see the same thing. Take a look at Brzezinski. You see the same thing. Take a look at Kissinger. Take a look at Hillary Clinton. She likes to wear the black glasses of Gollum. The Kissinger look, it's so trendy. Oh, it's just trendy and awesome. It's awesome to be a satanic eugenicist hating humanity. Oh, man, isn't that cool and groovy? Parasites, dykes. Oh, I saw there was an article today, by the way, speaking of the Clintons. $81 million to their foundation, and the FBI is looking into it. Oh, they're flying those jets around. Well, you know, they got $81 million to their foundation from a very unsavory source. Well, maybe they just decided they weren't going to report it because they're just too powerful. And Epstein delivered all the children he could. What an evil world we live in, is it? You know, I delve into a little bit of this gentleman who was in here in Wilmington, Delaware, back in 09. They found his body in a landfill because he was doing some major investigations over here. It's online. You can look it up. Reagan aide, Reagan advisor, found in a landfill. I can't remember his name. Riggs, I think his name was. I'll have to look at that again, because I think that deserves serious media attention on the goings-on in the University of Delaware. We know that Lord Monckton is suing Larry White for global research lies, corruption. We know that the EPA, this new head of the EPA, likes to tout her fear-mongering tactics to the dumbed-down American population to keep us from pooping. They wouldn't want you pooping too much with that carbon footprint. Oh, they're all just so skeksy. Oh, they're the skeksis from Gollum. Oh, yeah, look at them. Oh, yeah. Ginsburg falls asleep during the SOTU, the State of the Union Address. Yeah, the SOTU. So to you, I say, screw you, America. We are the federal government, and we've come to help. You know, I tell you something. When I read about Oliver North and I read about Contra and the cocaine that they, you know, I'm sorry, Ronnie, but you knew all about it, buddy. God rest your soul. You were a pretty good president. We know you got shot by Hinckley, who liked to dine at the Bush compound. That sucks, but what the heck, right? It was only dinner. I'd love to have heard those conversations in the deep, dark realm of their compound, in the mahogany bunker, sipping cognac. How many psychotropic drugs was he on? How much psychotropics was Holmes on when he did the shootings in Aurora? Don't forget, Adam Lanza's death certificate was signed the day before the event in Sandy Hook, folks. Well, that's why this is the Everyman Show, because I like to talk about a little bit of everything, and in 30 minutes, I just can't talk about everything I want to talk about, because my mouth doesn't move fast enough, and I like to talk slow like the people on NPR. I wish I could get the funding that they get. Yes, and maybe I could speak in eloquent tones and pronunciate my words. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. So until tomorrow at 6:30, thanks for listening to The Everyman Show. Bye-bye.